Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the July 19th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, y'all. Paul gives us wonderful words of comfort and encouragement today. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Paul's writing around 57 AD to a mixed community of Gentiles and Jews navigating persecution, including martyrdom. One of the tenets of public speaking is to know your audience. Think of the dear souls before you who may be struggling with anxiety, depression, or burnout, and for whatever reason cannot bring themselves to pray. This reading offers reassurance that God's grace is active, even when we feel spiritually depleted. What do you learn from this reading? We begin. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. The salutation, brothers and sisters, tells us we should have an intimate tone for this reading. Interestingly, Paul had not yet traveled to Rome, yet he addresses the Christian community there with filial endearment. Consider two ways to kick off this reading, and choose the one most authentic for you. Brothers and sisters, with an upward lilt, or brothers and sisters, with a downward one. This message is a great comfort to all of us that struggle with prayer. God does not wait for us to become holy before helping us. Plus, it's nice to know that even the great apostle Paul admits he does not always know how to pray. So the Spirit interceded for him and intercedes for us at a level beyond our senses and our consciousness. Think of us Christians as small children whose divine family talks continually about how we need to grow, much like that annoying parent that talks nonstop about their kid. Imagine the Holy Trinity doing that about us. Use an encouraging and comforting tone for the opening line. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. Move to a reassuring and vulnerable tone and demeanor when you proclaim, "For we do not know how to pray as we ought." Change to an earnest tenor for, "But the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." Emphasize the first Spirit, aid, weakness, do not know, pray, ought, intercedes, and inexpressible. Insert a micro pause after intercedes. Next we have, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the holy ones, according to God's will. Before we can speak, before we could explain our pain, before we can find the words, the right words, God is already praying within us. We never pray alone. Further, prayer does not depend on our eloquence. The Spirit is interceding on our behalf. Smile and use a tender tone of voice for, and the one who searches hearts. Convert this declarative statement into a question, followed by a small pause, and then answer with, knows what is the intention of the Spirit, with confidence and a smile. If you can do so authentically, add a voice tremble when you say, "Nose." Continue with your smile and confident demeanor for the balance of the reading, because he intercedes for the holy ones, according to God's will. Stress hearts, nose, intention, spirit, intercedes, and according. Insert another small pause after ones. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and forward this podcast to your fellow lectors, your pastor, and your liturgy director. Thanks so much.